You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
And we're still coming live from the RNIB Inclusive Design for Sustainability conference. And we were talking earlier about challenges set by the RNIB for some university students. And I've got Megan and Shanjet, who are from the University of Glasgow, who were given a challenge, only 24 hours to do this. You were working with Kieran, one of our volunteers who's visually impaired. Could you both sort of tell me a little bit about the idea for the innovation that you set up? Because I think you were looking at a shopping app and looking at the fun side of things.
So we had an hour to speak to Kieran, and she was basically telling us about some of the issues that she has in her daily life, and she stressed that it's important to remember that there is so much variation in the different conditions that people can have, and it can happen suddenly, and people can find themselves suddenly unable to take part in hobbies that they would have loved before and things like that. So I think it's important to not only focus on the essential activities but also like things that people enjoy, and focus on like emotional well-being as well as just like essential activities and stuff like that.
Yeah, because I think that's the thing. We talk a lot about, you know, sort of access and some of the things which we have to do, but it's also thinking about those fun things, about going shopping for clothes, shopping in the supermarket. And I think a lot of the design for your app, you were thinking of using audio for direction. Could you tell me a little bit about how that was going to work?
We were taking inspiration from the Microsoft Soundscape app. So I think that it didn't tell us what sources of information it used, but we were planning to use different Bluetooth beacons that the shops had put into place in different aisles and sections, and then the app could read the beacons and then it would tell you directionally which way to go with the sound. So if there was something on like kind of northwest, the sound would kind of come from there, so it'd use your stereo headphones as well.
Yeah, because I think that's always good to have that sort of information in audio, so you know exactly where you are and where you're moving to the left or moving to the right and stuff. And did Kieran give you any sort of feedback on your designs and stuff? Did she sort of say, well, actually that sounds really good, or maybe need a little bit of a change there? Because designing something, there's always change going on, there's always developments.
Yes, last night we got to speak to her again, like at the drinks reception, we kind of cornered her a bit. But she was very like willing to talk to us. I think she really liked the idea of the directional sound and that sort of thing, but she did kind of say, be careful of using headphones in public, or making the people use headphones in public, because she would like to have one in and one out, but then that would also be a challenge with the directional thing. And she really liked the idea of having it integrated into the baskets and the trolleys themselves, but that would require quite a lot of change for the supermarkets and quite a lot of innovation, so we're thinking small just now.
And I think you were also thinking it would be a universal app which could be used along different shops and all sorts of shops, so you're not having that thing of having so many apps open on your phone.
We wanted it to be for grocery and just like clothes or home goods or whatever, just to really emphasise that it's for people to like live independently, but also take it a step further and like actually enjoy their life.
And have you both sort of, I suppose, come across other people who are visually impaired at all, or was Kieran the first visually impaired person you met?
I think like throughout our degree we tend to take more of a step back, and we're very objective in the things that we learn, so it was really good to be able to come to this conference and get to speak to people face to face and like find out like directly what would impact them. Because we learn the theory, we learn the maths and things like that. So it was really nice to actually speak to the end user, and that was really helpful for us as well, I think.
And you're both obviously engineering students. Do you think that when you graduate in a year or a couple of years' time, do you want to both get into looking at accessibility and design and inclusive design?
So we're graduating in June, so we have to think about it now. But before, I was thinking of getting into assistive technology or into cheap diagnostics, both of which I think will help people and give them more access to healthcare. Before, I was kind of leaning more towards the diagnostics because it's easier to commercialise, basically. But I think after this conference, I'm kind of leaning back towards assistive technology. I'll see who employs me.
Well, thank you so much indeed, Megan and Shanjit, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio, and we wish you all for the future, and maybe we'll see your app out there on the app stores fairly shortly. But thank you both very much indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.